The release of this new strategy coincides with the first International World Pneumonia Day. Pneumonia is the world's leading cause of death among children. It kills nearly 2 million children under age 5 every year. UN agencies say pneumonia is responsible for 1 in 4 child deaths, more than HIV/AIDS, malaria, and measles combined. Every 15 seconds, a child dies of pneumonia. More than 98% of these deaths occur in 68 developing countries. The World Health Organization and the UN Children's Fund say they know how to prevent these deaths. The tools are available. They just have to be implemented. The two agencies are proposing a 3-pronged global action plan. This involves strategies for protecting, preventing, and treating children who become ill with pneumonia. In the area of protection, UNICEF Senior Health Advisor Anne Golaz says the promotion of adequate nutrition, particularly breastfeeding, is key to improving the child's natural defenses.
Undernourished children and those not exclusively breastfed for the first 6 months of life are at high risk of developing pneumonia and other diseases as well. Breastfeeding supports the infant's immune system. So the intervention of promoting exclusive breastfeeding for the first 6 months of life, no solid food, no other liquid, could result in up to a 23% reduction in pneumonia. Just this intervention.
Shamim Kazi is a pneumonia expert at the WHO Department of Child and Adolescent Health and Development. In the realm of prevention, he says vaccination is the most important intervention against diseases that cause pneumonia, such as whooping cough and measles.
After that, if the child does get pneumonia that we want, we know that we can treat these children with very inexpensive antibiotics and methodologies at wherever it's needed, at community level, at health facility level, at hospital level, depending upon the severity of the disease. At present, these are not really implemented in that manner in many countries.
Dr. Kazi says the Global Action Plan aims to expand coverage to 90% of all relevant vaccines. The UN health agencies say it could cost about $39 billion over the next 6 years to scale up the recommended measures in the 68 high-risk developing countries. The agencies say, though this may sound like a lot, it really is not, considering that $39 billion will cut child pneumonia deaths by 65% by the year 2015. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.